He says, now when you get out of town, you stop there and go in there and see. You might go in there and find that old man dead. Woodrow said, yeah, and I might go in there and find him well alive.
I guess so.
You talk about how you shoot a gun.
Yeah.
Good
shot.
Sure did tickle me.
Did you ever hunt anything besides squirrel when you hunt?
Rabbits. Coons at night. But I never did go and possums. I never did go coon hunting, but I've been
possum hunting all the time.
Would
it?
What other kind of animals would you usually find in the woods around here besides possum and coon and so forth?
Well, I think that's about all them days. I don't believe there's any.
Deer, though, now, but there wasn't then.
Didn't have no deer then. I can't remember if they did.
They just come back
recently. It's coons. A lot of folks coon hunt. Possum hunt, squirrel hunt,
rabbit
hunt,
fish.
That's about it.
Yeah, we're talking about the animals. What kind of birds and all would you have around in
there? Yeah, birds hunt. Folks would have partridges, they call them.
Yeah, they bird.
They was good to eat. They sure was good. They was.
You don't see too many of them though now, do you?
I forgot about that bird hunting. They went in droves, and a lot of people had what they call bird dogs. Mm-hmm. And bird dogs was trained, and if they was going out through there, and they drove party settled out there, you know, they'd stop there and hope the dogs were trained. They called them bird dogs. They hold up one eye and put just a look, you know.
Point like that?
Point.
Mm-hmm.
They know
whoever's hunting. I don't see too many of them no more.
I don't either. I ain't seen a potter in years and years.
Well, I have, but not many of them.
And they go
there.
Used
to be a lot of them.
And then they'd, I forgot what they'd say to that dog for him to flush him. But that dog would wait there till the man got up there with the gun. They could tell him. They called it point. That dog had a point. They'd go ease on up there, and then they'd give the dog some kind of word, and he'd flush them, you know, and they'd shoot them as they flew.
Hmm.
And they'd kill them. They had these guns shoot 3 or 4 times.
Automatic.
They could shoot about as good as old man's 30 boys, I'll tell you about.
That was a pretty good shot, I guess.
Yeah.
I never could do it. Squirrel hunting, I always used a shotgun, usually.
Yeah.
Had a little better luck.
Well,
but you know, I'd been like Woodrow. I wouldn't want to win in that house, huh? You might have been standing there with that gun waiting for her to come in.
I used to like to go squirrel hunting with that. I ain't been many a year.
We were talking a while ago about your house and all. Whereabouts would you? Do y'all have places to hang your clothes in your house?
Oh, yeah. Not in the house.
Clothes lines outside.
And what about? You know, the clothes you weren't wearing, where would you, do you have closets in the house, or where would you
places in there?
I don't think you ever had closets, did you?
I don't think we did. It seemed like we...
Same on the wall, I guess.
I forgot now. But the way they'd wash them clothes, they would, now folks wash their socks.
You have to wash them on the washboard, you know, rub.
Have you ever seen any? And they turn them socks long side out. Put them in that tub, in that hot bowl. And when they wash them, they turn them back right then.
You mean rinse them?
And then hung out. And then rinse them in.
You had to rinse them about 3 or 4 times.
Did I? When you were coming up, did they make things like syrup and all and molasses
on them? Oh, yeah. My daddy was a syrup making thing.
And how did he do that?
He had a syrup mill and a pan. It was about the best I remember, about 6 feet long, 3 feet wide. And had